An amazing trip to Southeast Asia that I just wrapped up with listeners. Had 20 listeners. It was really, really an amazing, amazing trip. So one of the cool things that we did was, you know, I do a lot of veteran work, a lot of work with veterans charities and Honor Flight, and you're going to be on the Honor Flight on Saturday.
Yes, I'll be covering it, and I'll bring you all the action. I'm going to report on it.
I'm really excited for you to be there. So on the Honor Flight, we meet a lot of veterans that were veterans of the Vietnam War. That's most of our veterans these days. And I had the unique opportunity on this trip with listeners in Vietnam, in Ho Chi Minh City, to meet with a veteran of the Viet Cong Air Force. That's who the United States was fighting, the North Vietnamese. So I wanted to bring, and it's kind of hard to understand, but I'm going to help you through it. I wanted to bring you some of our conversation we had as a group with this guy. Hung Mai is his name. He was in the Viet Cong Air Force. He was a colonel. He's now 83 years old. And pretty incredibly, he talked to us about some incidents during the war all those years ago. What you're going to hear here at the beginning is his voice, and then as it pots down, you'll hear the interpreter helping us understand it. This is him talking about a day in 1972 when he was in a dogfight with a U.S. Air Force jet. There were 35 U.S. jets. There were two from Vietnam. He was one of them. One of the jets, his wingman, got scared and bailed out. It left him, Hung Mai, alone in the air over Hanoi, and he was shot down one of the 35 U.S. planes, and I asked him about that day.
This is one of my most memorable days in my life.
One of his most memorable days, he shoots down an F-4, which was a lot more advanced. Eventually, he met the American pilot who he shot down over Vietnam. The pilot survived. The pilot got out of the jet. So he was one of the first to shoot down a U.S. pilot. This guy who we talked to, he's a hero in Vietnam. He flew thousands of missions, relentless, some days many, many missions. That didn't happen for the U.S. pilots, but he would sometimes fly over and over and over. He told us about it.
During that time, we don't have many pilots. So sometimes he just landed, haven't got time to get out from the cabin yet. He pumped the gas and fly again. We have no choice. We still have to fight.
Still had to fight. By the way, if you want to see a picture of Hung Mai, who we're talking about, text the word watch. You can see this Vietnamese hero who fought against the Americans. His perspective was fascinating. Text the word watch to 855-616-1620, and you can see the picture. So eventually, as the war went on, he, Hung Mai, was shot down by an American pilot. He ejected, broke both of his arms, was severely injured, was never able to fly again. He survived. And so one of the last things we asked him was, as we sat in his living room, we visited with him in his home in Ho Chi Minh City, how he felt about Americans. He says he has no animosity towards America or Americans.
American people, you are the same. You are not the one who make the war.
It was a fascinating conversation, Julia. This guy was a hero over there who fought against us, and to get his perspective.
So eye-opening when you look at war and the aftermath and decades later. Oh, my gosh.
It was amazing.
Okay, so it was 17 planes, right?
Yeah.
Versus, wait, how many planes?
Yeah, 17. There were 35, and there were two of them. So 17 on one. Yeah. Yeah, and he escaped.
And then his guy bails?
Yeah, his guy went and landed.
That would be like me doing the show and you just bailing on me.
Me just walking out. Yeah, exactly.
Oh!
And he was 22 years old when that happened. So it was a fascinating conversation.
That's amazing.
It is 4:42 at WTMJ. By the way, we also visited the Hanoi Hilton prison. That's where Hao Lao prison it's called. That's where Lance Saigon died. And you're wearing a bracelet from that prison.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
And who made these by the
They were made by the families of people that work at the prison. And they want us to remember the things that happened in that prison. That's where Lance Saigon died.
Thank you so much
and,
for bringing that
well,
back.
You helped us tell the Saigon story. So you're welcome. 4:42 at WTMJ. I've got a big announcement. It's fun. I've been waiting to tell you guys about this for several days. That's up next on WTMJ.